Greetings, folks. John Vecchione coming to you with the tip of the week. Today we're going to talk about building a really good, strong F&I office, one where you can draw and extract all the referrals necessary to create a successful finance office. Four areas we really want to kind of focus and start in, though, is ethics. Number one, we need to make sure we know and understand how to do it right. And you can make a lot of money and sell a lot of product by just doing it right. So ethics play a major role in our finance office. Number two is process. People have to understand the process that we do. And when we can explain it to them, they have a better understanding what that process looks like, because in most cases, it mirrors the salesperson's process to the sale as well. So if your salespeople, if your sales manager don't quite understand what's going on in the finance office, if you have clashes with the sales management and salespeople, which, by the way, should never happen, because you have the control of that environment. You control your office. You need to make sure they understand your process, what you do with the customer, how you talk to the customer, how you answer the customer's questions. The third one is consistency. Folks, you got to do it the same way every single time. It's the same way. And so we may change up some features and benefits and mirror them more with our customer, but the consistency has to be in order, because consistency always brings us efficiency. The other one is cooperation and communication is what we need to do. We need the cooperation of the entire business environment that we work in, and we have to communicate how we want them to cooperate with us. So let's take a look at the resources around us. We have the sales department. We have the service department. We have the parts department. And all of those departments play a role in the success of our business. So let's just take a good look. Our success depends upon our ability to communicate what we do in that finance office. It also depends on the very first place to start, and that's defining the individual and professional goals that you want to establish in that finance office. It's not the customer that's wrong. It's not the salesperson that's wrong. It's not everybody that's wrong. We have to determine the need of the customer so we can build value in product that matches that customer's need and ultimately closing the sale. You want to build a successful finance office, make sure everybody around you, and that means in that business, understands what you do, how you do it, the ethics that you perform under, the process that you do, and through cooperation and communication, you start to establish the type of finance office you want. Good luck with that tip.